I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We bring in now the television play-by-play voice of the Milwaukee Bucks, our buddy Jim Paschke. Jim, how you been, pal?
I'm great, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So I'll ask you. I mean, I had talked to Jason Kidd last week, and I said, look, top four, getting through the first round of the playoffs. And he said, look, great goals. And then he backed it up, and he said, but this is a very young team. So what are your thoughts going into this season?
Well, when I heard you discuss the fact that those goals were lofty, I wondered why you thought so, because, and I'm not saying you, Bill, but it's interesting. Why not have high goals? They played a great six-game playoff series with Toronto. They felt they should have won that series, and perhaps they should have. I said during the playoffs last year, I believe when this Bucks team wins one playoff series, they will likely win two. And if you do that, you're in the Eastern Conference Finals. I think you want to be a top-five defensive team, and I think that this team has shown us they can move the basketball, and when they do, they win. So if you're top-five in assists, I don't think those are that lofty. I think you have to shoot higher to get to the top of the Eastern Conference, and we all know this year that might not be as difficult as it has been in the past.
I love the goal. But I'm just saying, to me, I guess I'm saying win one first, and then let's worry about getting to the first at the furthest extent. I'd love to see that. I just want to see them win and continue to progress. And I know it's a young team, but it's a young team that's been able to play together. It's a young team that has some experience together, and they've been able to put in kind of the right mix of veterans. I know there's some things they want to do again come the offseason, or maybe come the trade deadline, and then continue to bolster this team and really hit the ground running next year. But I'll tell you what, I think a lot of this can hinge on, obviously, Giannis, because he wants an MVP. But I look at Thon Maker, too. If Thon Maker, because he impressed the heck out of me at the end of last season, if he continues to progress more, you're really talking about something then, aren't you?
Well, and I agree with you when you say win one. I just had a conversation in our office with some young people who were looking ahead, saying, we can beat Boston, let's beat Cleveland, and then, that makes Saturday one you don't need. I said, whoa, stop. You don't want to ever think you don't need games. You are not a good team if you can say we don't need Portland if we beat Boston and Cleveland. Every game should be thought of as a victory. Maybe 2 weeks after a loss, you can say, okay, that wasn't so bad. Let's have a positive attitude. You're not a great team unless you're thinking that way.
Mm-hmm.
Giannis, MVP, I had that conversation with him this summer. He came back to me and said, I want to restructure what I said a little bit. If our team wins 50, then maybe I could be the MVP. So he decided, rightfully so, to put team goals first. He knows that he won't be the MVP if his team doesn't win 50 games. So it is a process, but it's also an attitude, and I think that you have to have, you have to go at this day to day. This is a daily business, Bill. This isn't looking at 82 in one big bucket. It's one at a time, as you suggested.
Well, let me go back to the Giannis comment. First of all, I like the fact that he's thinking that way. But secondly, he knows. I mean, if for this team to be successful, he has to play at that particular level. He has to be healthy. So, and obviously with the death of his father, that, I can't say throw a monkey wrench, because that almost diminishes the significance of losing, someone very close to you. But he has to then kind of regather himself and put himself back on the track and say, okay, now here I go. How has he handled all of that, in your opinion?
I think he's handled it beautifully. I'm told by people that watch him every day, every minute, and work with him, they say he's come back as a better player than he was last year. They notice it. They see more maturity. They see more focus, which is almost unbelievable to me. I mean, I thought he had great maturity and focus through last season. If he continues to build on those things, I don't believe that his personal problems or personal situations are going to impact his game. I think he is a bright kid, and he understands that life must go on. Playing the game the way he can is a tribute to his father. That's how he feels. I don't see that as being an issue. And if he is, in fact, better right now this team could have some fun. But it all has to play out. We have to see that. You know, we're talking about things we haven't seen yet. And I think one game at a time, we'll see what happens here. But the team has to succeed before Giannis can succeed. And I was happy to hear him say that.
What is the ceiling, in your opinion, for Malcolm Brogdon?
That's hard to say. I mean, it's pretty high. You know, he was a second-round pick, and so, you know, does that put a ceiling on him? I mean, I think every human being has a ceiling. I'm not sure where Giannis's ceiling is at the moment, and I think that's kind of delicious, if you will. I mean, that's something that we all should be thrilled about. We can't put a ceiling on him. Everybody has a ceiling. I don't put ceilings on guys. I can't tell. I'm not smart enough to do that. But Malcolm Brogdon is going to push that ceiling, whatever it is. He's another very intelligent player, very committed player. He has all the right things, Bill. And he's, you know, I've told you this story before. In 32 seasons of Bucks basketball, I never cared who the Bucks drafted because they know more than I do. But I met him and I said, I want that guy on our team because of his character. And it played out last year.
Who is kind of that guy that you're paying attention to that is for this team to kind of get over that hump, Jim? Now, we know the main players, but who's a guy that you're paying attention to say, if this guy contributes, this can be the push that this team needs?
Well, I've said in our preseason telecast, and you mentioned Thon Maker. I meant to speak to that also. If you get more, a little more, let's just say a little more from Thon Maker, and you get a little more from Rashad Vaughn, and you get a little more from Mirza Teletovic, I think that could go a long way, Bill.
I really like the makeup of this team. The one thing I had talked to Jason Kidd about was defense, and he had talked about the commitment to defense this year. Being young and being that kind of energetic group, I know even going back, Jim, when I first got on the scene and you had, had George Karl here and we saw this kind of commitment to defense, but it was more of a team that just could go out and outshoot you on a night in and night out basis. How much has this team bought into, hey, chicks may not dig the guy that cuts off the baseline, but if we do this right, we can really be something special. How much have they bought into the defensive end of the basketball?
Well, you have to buy in if you're paying attention at all because, you know, most teams can put forth decent offenses. It's the defensive teams that win championships. So you can get through the regular season just fine, thank you, by shooting the long ball. That's okay. But if you're not defending, you're not going to play in the Eastern Conference Finals. And if their goal is the Eastern Conference Finals, Bill, that's a pretty obvious situation to figure out. And one thing I'm looking for this season – when Jason Kidd brought this defense to Milwaukee that first year, the defense forced a lot of turnovers. And I don't think we saw that in the last couple of seasons. If we see turnovers forced, that takes away the opponent's ability to get to those corner threes, et cetera. So if we see turnovers, that'll be a great sign for this defense.
I'm talking with Jim Paschke, the television play-by-play voice of the Milwaukee Bucks. The one thing that I've liked about this team is when they do commit to it and they do get the turnovers, their fast break on the offensive side, it has turned into points more often than not, Jim. And really, I think at times this team all of a sudden goes, whoa, wait a minute. We can score buckets if we actually play some better defense rather than just trying to whittle it down for, you know, defensive stops throughout the shot clock and putting up bad shots. If they get some turnovers, this team's been very good in transition.
Well, they certainly have. And I think Bucks fans understand that they're watching one of the finest transition players in the NBA right now in Giannis Antetokounmpo. The numbers back that up. And, you know, he can get out and score a lot of points in transition. He's in the top six, I believe, in that category based on last season. He's one of the great transition players we have in this game. And, you know, he does so many other things. His and one percentage is on a level with LeBron James. So when you run and teams are scrambling to defend that, you're going to draw fouls. You're going to get to the line. All of those things factor in. So, yes, apply pressure defensively quickly, force the turnover, get out and score, and this team could have a very, very entertaining and productive season.
The one thing that we didn't talk about yet, and I want to, is Jabari Parker's contract. This year, he is going to make 6.7. He's a restricted free agent going into next year. They didn't get a deal done for him. I guess, give me your thoughts on not getting a deal done right now for Jabari.
That doesn't bother me at all, and I don't think that anyone involved is bothered by this. I think they understand the commitment to each other. We see as the Bucks organization, the Bucks see the commitment Jabari has just in terms of how he's rehabilitating a second time, and he's totally committed to that and coming back. I think everybody understands that this is a unique situation, and you know, it'll play out the way it's supposed to, Bill. And I don't think anybody, I haven't heard one thing about anybody being upset about it either way.
Okay, well, that's good to hear, because I know that obviously when the talk of Max contract came up, a lot of fans were taken aback. I mean, look, players, God bless them. If they can get it, go get it. Ask for it, because you can't get it unless you ask for it. But knowing the situation, I think a lot of people went, whoa, wait a minute, what are you doing here? And I don't think they were real comfortable with the Bucks just handing him all that money. So I'm with you. I let it play out and then see what happens. And if you end up paying him a lot more money down the road, so be it, because that means he came back, he's healthy, and he's a contributor to your basketball team. But I think it's smart business for what the Bucks have done, and I think his people understand what's been done. Jim, it's always a pleasure, and I look forward to a great season of Bucks basketball, my friend, okay?
Thanks, Bill. It's always great to be with you. Thank you.
Absolutely. There you go, pal. Talk to you soon. There you go. Jim Paschke, the television play-by-play voice of the Milwaukee Bucks, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.